Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Walter Bosley spent 20 years in U.S. national security and has now been a specialty publisher approaching 20 years. Walter's first nonfiction book was an investigation into the esoteric engineering of Disneyland. He has since written several more on subjects ranging from occult, serial murders, the 19th century airship mysteries, MKUltra and the U.S. Air Force, lost cities in South America, breakaway civilizations, Templar vaults in America, and the mystery of Napoleon Bonaparte and more. He's appeared on Ancient Aliens, Beyond Belief, and National Park Mysteries. Todd Wood has always been interested in the strange and bizarre. He started getting interested in the Ingersoll Lockwood Baron Trump stories from before the turn of the 20th century, around 2016, when he started doing his own research from newspaper archives, mostly. And together, Todd Wood and Walter Bosley have penned The Mystery of Ingersoll Lockwood. Todd, Walter, both of you, welcome to Coast. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Terrific. Hey, thank you. All things considered.
Good to be here.
That's wonderful. Good. Good.
How did you two meet and discover that you were both fascinated by The Mystery of Ingersoll Lockwood?
Well, I kind of started getting into it, looking into the whole Ingersoll Lockwood thing, and then I discovered Walter Bosley before I started getting into the Ingersoll Lockwood thing because of the 2015 Secret Space Program Conference in Texas and his presentation. And then I found his live stream, and we just sort of started corresponding through the chat, and then the phone, and one thing sort of led to another, and due to my vision issues, I have macular degeneration. He helped me do the book, and here we are today.
And it is fascinating that if it weren't for the election of Donald Trump and in 2016, Ingersoll Lockwood would probably have remained in total obscurity. Do we know who sort of rediscovered Ingersoll Lockwood in the aftermath of the 2016 election?
Hmm. Personally, I'm not sure. I just sort of heard about it online, and then I sort of started looking into it from there.
Yeah, I All right. think that, the whole thing kind of emerged from a combined effort of, you know, more than, you know how these things happen. Sometimes more than one person can just hit that zeitgeist of something, and it just emerged.
So either of you or both of you combined, give listeners a brief biographical sketch of Ingersoll Lockwood. In other words, who was he before he wrote these obscure novels?
Well, he was a diplomat. He was consul to the Kingdom of Hanover from 1862 to 1865. He was appointed to that position by Abraham Lincoln. He was one of the youngest diplomats. He was a Yale graduate. Speaking of Skull and Bones, right? Yale.
Right.
He was a lawyer, and he was an author.
So the novels in question, and there are three that we're going to focus on, obviously. So we have his first one, Travels and Adventures of Little Baron Trump and His Wonderful Dog. Is it Bulger or Bulger? That was written in 1889. And then Baron Trump's Marvelous Underground Journey from 1893. And then, of course, the dystopian novel 1900, or The Last President, which was written in 1896. Let's talk about the first two for a moment. Travels and Adventures of Little Baron Trump and His Wonderful Dog Bulger, and Baron Trump's Marvelous Underground Journey. Were these at all inspired by Frank Baum's The Wizard of Oz, or... there was the Adventures of Baron von Munchausen. Mm-hmm. Were his works inspired by those, or did they come before?
I believe they came before. I believe that Ingersoll Lockwood's books inspired Frank Baum's books. Isn't that correct, Walter?
Yeah, that's how I recall it. It was interesting. Lockwood's books, like other authors, there was this genre that was emerging where there were some very similar things that I think all these similar things were indeed influenced by Baron Munchausen, of course. And Baum, he came when that was already, you know, going midstream. In fact, around 1900, I believe, is when he released his first Wizard of Oz book. His first Oz book, I should say. Lockwood was, ahead of the curve on that one compared to Baum.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Gold is pushing to all-time highs right now. Actually, there are several reasons for that. The cost of goods continue to rise despite interest rate controls by the Fed. Since January of 2021, the cost of living is up almost 18%. The national debt continues to skyrocket, now above $34 trillion, causing many to worry when the House of Cards will come crashing down, a presidential election year that will have massive implications on the future of this country. All of this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and this is why so many Americans are turning to the Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings yet? Secure a portion of them with gold from the Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to do that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tens of thousands of happy customers. You can count on Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
Right. And I guess, as you write in your book, The Mystery of Ingersoll Lockwood, critics at the time, I don't know, they kind of were dismissive of these works. They called them somewhat tedious. But what we're really focusing on here tonight, obviously, are these intersections of or points of interest relating to what is being depicted in these novels and what, of course, occurred almost 100 years later with President Trump and also his son, Barron Trump. So if you could just briefly give us some of examples of how the works of Ingersoll Lockwood in the Travels and Adventure of Little Barron Trump and Barron Trump's Marvelous Underground Journey, how they seem to be prescient of President Donald Trump and his son Barron.
Well, other than the obvious, one thing is Barron Trump takes a journey to Russia, of all places, in the Marvelous Underground Adventure book, to the Ural Mountains. He finds he goes and he's on a journey. He's looking for a world within worlds. And he sort of finds that inside the Ural Mountains. And as you know, as we talked about on your show, Donald Trump's affinity for Eastern European women, amongst other things.
The finer things in life. Of course, that part in those stories could also have predicted the troubles that Donald Trump had with all the turmoil about, you know, his relationship with today's Russia, the false accusations about that relationship with Russia, and all that stuff that's, kind of a big pot boiling issue during his time in office. So it's thematically predictive in that sense.
Right. The ancestry or the lineage of Ingersoll Lockwood's Barron Trump, does that also mirror Donald Trump's lineage?
I'm going to pass this one to Walter. I think this is more in his wheelhouse than me.
Well, what's interesting about Donald Trump is that, you know, of course, his mother was from Scotland. And there, of course, is the interesting Templar history with Scotland. And there is also that issue that not only has particular researchers pointed out that just about every president of the United States or several of them were related to each other. Apparently, all of them have a royal ancestor. In I believe in most cases, it's the one guy. It's a particular king. But so you have possibly through his mother that link to a dynasty, you know, a monarchy of sorts. And you also have the hint of, you know, is there a Templar connection in Donald Trump's past? And we, of course, know that through Freemasonry, the lore and the legend is that the United States was really founded by Templar-guided principles, if not Templars themselves. So that's definitely in the mix. And so I think in the stories, the fact that, his title is Baron, not his proper name, again, this is another hint. It's as if Lockwood saw Trump obliquely, and what we have to do is recognize how to interpret what's in the Lockwood books. And I think, as Todd said earlier, other than the obvious, I think most of it is pretty obvious when you look at it from the thematic oblique manner.
Right. I'm just looking at some of the specific parallels, because President Trump's ancestry, at least on his father's side, I think his paternal grandfather came from Germany.
Yes.
In the Lockwood story, isn't Baron Trump born in Germany?
He's actually born in Africa, in Somalia, on the mountains of the moon.
Ah, all right. But there is a German connection here, I think, somewhere, is there not?
Yeah, there is. There's in his family, there's a knight. The knight that didn't have any arms in the book, right? And he was a Teutonic knight. And that might be the German connection.
Ah, right.
Yeah.
While also suggesting,
what
we were talking about with a Templar connection, because the Teutonic Knights, of course, were the Germanic Holy Roman Empire counterpart to the Templars.
And again, the child hero, Baron Trump, in the Ingersoll Lockwood story, how did he make his money? Is there any parallel there to President Trump?
Well, you got me stumped, because I actually don't remember.
Other than the family, of course, being wealthy and being of title means land, usually, right? And
right.
Trump is real estate. So there's the little thematic connection there once again.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get 3 wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350 plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s. Dance away with hip-hop beats and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.